And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, it is the Earshot 20, and now we're about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Enman. Brian Cleveland is in studio with me, and these charts are for the week ending Tuesday, September 10th. And Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every Wednesday morning at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50, from which we play selections from the top 20 over the 2 hours of the program. And as Anthony mentioned, we're about to delve into the top 10. As well, you can find the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations every single week, and other published charts include weekly genre reports such as electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 10 countdowns. And you can also find some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more.
A few ways to talk at us as well, if you'd like to do that. Facebook.com/earshot20. That's our home on Facebook. Earshot20@gmail.com, our email, and at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out. And if you're an emerging Canadian band or artist, we want to hear from you. We'd like to do some features throughout the show, so we'll put your songs on in between those wonderful songs that you hear every week through the countdown. All right, coming up in this hour of the program, Your Entertainment 411 with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim, plus The Lowdown. But before we get into that, we need to get into the countdown and start off with number 10.
Starting up at number 10, up from 37 is The Pack AD with the new EP Some Songs, and you're going to hear a track called Haunt You. After that, Sophomore Slump by Paper Lions, number 9, up from 43 from their new record My Friends, and up one spot, the number 8 is Washed Out from Paracosm, a track called All Over Now.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 10.
Here you are at the start.
time to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Number 8.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was All Over Now by Washed Out from his new record, Paracosm. That's up one spot to number 8. At number 9, up from 43, is Paper Lines from the album My Friends, a track called Sophomore Slump. And you also heard Haunt You by the Pack AD from their new EP, Some Songs. At number 10, up from 37.
That's Brian Cleveland. I'm Anthony Edmund. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Go check out that website. Really great. Lots of great features. And we're going to keep moving along in the charts because we have some other great things to bring you this hour, including your Entertainment 411, which is coming up very shortly. But first, Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 7.
Falling one spot, number 7 is B.A. Johnson. His latest record's called Mission Accomplished. And you're going to hear a track called Bad Cat Sitter. Following that, debuting at number 6 this week is Nico Case, and the alternative country singer-songwriter returns after a 3-year absence with album number 6. This one with a long title, The Worst Things Get, The Harder I Fight, The Harder I Fight, The More I Love You, and featuring such guests as Helgelb and M. Ward. And you're going to hear a track called Bracing for Sunday.
I don't think I was completely paying attention to that. Was that the entire name of the album?
Yeah.
That's a longie.
Sure is.
We've had some long ones on here. I know there was that record one that was like, it was, there was
Fiona
a short,
Apples is usually, yes, pretty long. Yeah.
It was a short title. And then if you expanded it, it was like an actual paragraph. So that, but that's long. That takes the cake for this year anyway, unless Fiona Apple puts out another one. We'll see. Maybe. Who knows? There's still what? 5 months left?
What? No, there's not five months left of the year.
No, never mind. I'm wishing my summer back. Okay, stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 7.
I'm a bad cat sitter. Ignore sweet Mr. Whiskers. I'm a bad cat sitter. Not gonna change the litter. Something's got a hold of me, oh, something's got a hold of me. My couch has got a hold of me, my couch has got a hold of me. I don't wanna walk 2 blocks down to your house. 2 times a day, see your cats more than I would see my own kids if I had kids, if I still had visitation rights of those kids. Wet and dry food, your cats eat better than I do. I'm thinking that pizza pockets are the human equivalent for dry cat food. I'm a bad cat sitter, ignore sweet Mr. Whiskers. I'm a bad cat sitter, not gonna change his litter. Going in your fridge, you know I am going in your fridge, stealing your dip. My tip is this jar of hell of a good French onion dip. And like Toucan Sam, my nose always knows just where the liquor goes. Me and Mr. Whiskers doing shots of your cheap El Jimador tequila. $20 on the counter to buy expensive cat food. Gonna buy cheap cat food, spend the change on pizza and discount booze. I'm a bad cat sitter, not gonna change his litter. I'm a bad cat sitter, ignore sweet little Whiskers. I'm a bad cat sitter, I'll ignore Mr. Whiskers.
Number 6.
Gloves into the stove and echoed out the grave. I fell in love with those electric lights that drug me in the town so late. Nimble, cunning, clever knights, I railed behind them, deputized to scrape the lens off Christian eyes. I'm Friday night girl, bracing for Sunday to come. Held one love, her name was Mary Ann. She died having a child by her brother. He died because I murdered him. Shot him through his jelly eye. I won myself his wicked life. Now I thread the needle, walks through mine. I'm a Friday night girl, bracing for Sunday to come. Shit.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Bracing for Sunday by Nico Case from her new record, The Worse Things Get, The Harder I Fight, The Harder I Fight, The More I Love You, debuting at number 6 this week. And dropping to number 7 was B.A. Johnson from his new record, Mission Accomplished, a track called Bad Cat Sitter.
I love hearing about new things, and that's just what you're going to get next. We're going to take a quick break from the charts as we head on over to chat with our friend from Exclaim Magazine, Stephen Carlick. Get your entertainment news.
It's the Earshot 20, Entertainment 411.
Stephen Carlick from Exclaim here with the latest music news, albums, and tracks. It's been Arcade Fire mania lately as the band have announced a new album, a new single, and a bunch of media to support it. The band recently unveiled their new interactive video for first single Reflector, as well as an Anton Corbin-directed clip for the song. If you head to justareflector.com now, you'll be treated to director Vincent Morissette's short film about a young Haitian woman, quote, who travels between her world and our own. It was filmed in Jacmel, Haiti, and can be synced up between your computer and smartphone, letting you shine the spotlight on the woman and other characters she meets, as well as featuring trippy tracer effects across your screen. The band suggests Google Chrome as the best browser to try this with. Of course, the single was just released this past Tuesday on a limited 12-inch, available in a limited edition across Canadian record stores. Toronto hardcore troupe Fucked Up have plotted a fall North American tour. In addition to playing a few festival gigs and one-off shows, the band will head to the western part of the continent for a tour in October. They'll be joined on the road by Terror, Power Trip, and Code Orange Kids for a tour that includes shows in Vancouver, BC, Victoria, BC, and shows down the west coast. Later in the month, they'll make an appearance at the Halifax Pop Explosion and make a special appearance in Montreal. Australian dance floor fillers Cut Copy have announced a new album called Free Your Mind. It's set to drop November 5th through Loma Vista and Modular People and was produced by the band's own Dan Whitford, with mixing handled by indie guru Dave Fridman, who's formerly worked for The Flaming Lips, MGMT, and Tame Impala. The album is reportedly inspired by the Summer of Love in 1967 and by the Second Summer of Love in 1988 and 89. Whitford said in a statement that, quote, "The concept of freedom is one that's universally positive and timeless, and whatever each person's vision of that freedom is, it's a good thing to be reminding people, or even just ourselves, to be free." There's bad news for Canadian fans of Danny Brown, who was denied entry into Canada this week and has had to cancel his scheduled appearances on a tour with Action Bronson. Brown, who's had to miss numerous Canadian dates in the past due to legal issues, was meant to play the first stop of the tour in Calgary on September 10th, but tweeted the day before, quote, "Headed to Calgary, Canada, fingers crossed. Pray for the bra-bra." 3 hours later, Brown tweeted, "Sorry, Canada, I tried. That's so effed up. Did all this paperwork, paid all this money, and still got denied. I'm so sorry." It appears that Action Bronson will complete the Canadian tour dates himself, which included stops in Calgary, Edmonton, Vancouver, Toronto, and Montreal. In album releases this week, Janelle Monáe released Electric Lady, the follow-up to her 2010 effort, The Arch Android. On the new album, Monáe once again tackles sexuality, gender, and social empowerment issues in an automated and allegorical fashion, through the eyes of android avatar Cindy Mayweather. It's arguably as much a rock album as a soul project, and at 19 tracks, the sophomore opus is gloriously sweeping and cinematic in scope. The overriding statement of the album is that Janelle Monáe has arrived. Also out this week is the debut major label full-length from The Weeknd. Kissland is a mixed bag, but it can't be said that Abel Tesfaye is resting on his laurels either. While many criticized his second two mixtapes, Thursday and Echoes of Silence, for being reiterations of what he did on House of Balloons, Kissland is almost entirely free from the shadows and reverb that made Tesfaye an enigmatic overnight sensation. Album teaser Belong to the World is a dynamic wake-up call that's followed by the mantra of Live For, and Elsewhere, a very 80s wanderlust showcases a strong melodic and danceable side of The Weeknd, while the John Carpenter-inspired title track is a fascinating homage. Yet songs like The Town, which feature some of Tesfaye's worst lyrics, and Adaptation, which eschews the valleys and peaks of his best efforts for an uneventful 5 minutes, reveal that Tesfaye has the ideas and talent, but hasn't quite figured out how to translate them into the kind of artistic statement that would make his reputation. For more of the latest music news, albums, and tracks this week, visit exclaim.ca. Our song pick of the week is the epic new Arcade Fire single, Reflector. The nearly 8-minute track was produced by James Murphy of LCD Sound System and features David Bowie on backup vocals. Listen to Reflector now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Thank you. Just a reflector.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 5.
To the tick-tock, the sock hop, pounds crunching like a carnivore. I see you see me sneaking javelin glances. It almost feels like we've done this before.
Oh, oh, don't try to catch it.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Sixth Street by Ty Segall from his latest record, Sleeper, sitting still at number 4 this week. And number 5 before that, up from 8, was Royal Canoe from their new record today, We Are Believers, a track called Show Me Your Eyes. And you heard Stephen Carrick's pick this week, which is the brand new single by Arcade Fire called Reflector.
Yeah, some big thanks to Stephen Carrick for joining us on the program as well, as he does every week. And we look forward to talking to him next week. All right, and we're going to take another quick break now from the charts while Brian tells you about some of the albums making debuts that aren't in the top 20. So you're not hearing from them this week, but there's a potential for them to make their way up. And we call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
9 albums debuting below the top 20 this week. At number 50, Zachary Lucky, the acclaimed veteran of the Canadian folk scene, releases his 6th album, Ballad of Losing You. Repave debuts at number 46, and it's the second offering from the indie folk, indie rock collective Volcano Choir, now a fully fledged band and led by Justin Vernon and comprising members of Collection of Colonies of Bees. At number 42, San Francisco psych folk duo Logan Krober and Merrick Long emerge with their 5th album as The Dodos, entitled Carrier, recorded following the death of guitarist Christopher Reimer in 2012. The widely anticipated debut album from South London singer-songwriter Archie Marshall as King Cruel was released on his 19th birthday and encompasses offbeat indie rock with post-dubstep and jazz leanings. The album, entitled 6 Feet Beneath the Moon, is at number 39. At number 37, Ontario punk supergroup Cunter released their first album, entitled 27, since changing their name from Hunter due to a potential lawsuit. The Toronto all-female indie rock band The Beaches releases their self-titled debut EP at number 35. At number 34, Hamilton's TV Freaks release their sophomore LP, suitably titled 2. Canadian alternative folk figures Deep Dark Woods release album number 5, Jubilee, at number 27. And Esmarine, the instrumental indie chamber group co-founded by ex-Godspeed You Black Emperor percussionist Bruce Codron and ex-Silvermount Zion cellist Becky Foon, released their 4th album, Dalmic, which was recorded during residency in Istanbul and includes contributions from several local Turkish musicians.
It's a toss-up for my name pick of the week, but I'm going with the Dodos.
It's great.
To be extremely appropriate. Okay, we're going to move on. Thanks for that, Brian. And only a few more tracks to bring you before this hour's up and the program is complete for another week. I can't believe it. It's been, feels like it's only taken a little bit of time to get through this. It's number 3 coming in at you next, and Brian's going to let you know what it is.
The top 4 are sitting still this week. At number 3 sitting still is Ostra from the new record Olympia. You're going to hear track We Become.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 3. Listening to the Earshot 20, number one.
While the soul is here to hold it.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was a track called Amends by Braids. They sit still at number one this week with their new album Flourish Perish. Before that, sitting still at number two was Diana, Perpetual Surrender, and a track called New House. And you also heard We Become by Ostra. They're at number three this week, and that's from their latest record, Olympia.
And just like that, another week done. Top 20 counted down. Big thanks to Ben Fox of Dinosaur Bones for joining us in the first hour of the program, and to Stephen Karlick for the Entertainment 411. Always good to talk to him. If you are just joining us, you want to catch the program again, you can do so. It's the Earshot 20, where we count down every week the national top 20 from earshot-online.com. We broadcast live and record out of local 107.3 FM, the campus community radio station in St. John, New Brunswick, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus and community radio partners, as well as some online stations. And you can find the show online for download, radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And you can also podcast this show on iTunes. Until next week, thank you for listening, and there's more great programming on the way, so stay tuned. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.